So we examined and were encouraged to listen. Examine listening a little bit, came back to it, and we're encouraged to do that throughout a day. And therefore, what did you understand? Would love some emails or a text. What did you understand? I mean, you can chime in now if you want. I'm not going to go on video. I'm not presentable. Then email me, please, and continue with that practice to listen. And then, whatever is the non-dual, in the moment, spontaneous, therefore spontaneous, perfect relationship of moment with what we are hearing, and then extend it from just your ears now. And of course, being sensate, right? That's a form. We are always listening. Our vehicles, our intuitive capacity is always listening, always aware. And but then extend it, right? To taste, to touch, etc. Very worthwhile. In its own way, it's revisiting the senses, of course, but in a deeper, we're going deeper because of understanding, because then every moment has the possibility of being meditation. And the familiarization, always remember that, the true root and meaning of meditation. That familiarization with how we are perceiving, how we then create our self-made reality, reinforce it, reiterate it. That includes, again, being grateful, appreciation, our personal sense of beauty, and what for each of us brings us great joy, brings us peace. Makes us comfortable, et cetera, et cetera. But we're all, that also is an equal part of whatever is our self-made reality, because then there's preferences. If we follow the trail, then there's preferences, there's aversions, likes, dislikes, prefers, right? Preferences, prefers. And all of it just to really watch it. Just watch how actually quite amazing this whole ongoing beginning. We can't turn our minds off. We can't turn our senses off. There's no on-off switch. One can say whatever they want about Alzheimer's or dementia or really deep meditation. Have they been turned off would be the question. Or is there some form of disconnect with the former two and some form of choice of where the attention is with deep meditation? So we smile and take a long, so deep breath. What did you understand thus far? What are you understanding in any given moment about perception? About its feedback loop to the sense of self and the sense of reality, the sense of selfing of phenomena. That's where all that name, label, shoulds, coulds, all of it. It's amazing to dive into that and really look at it. Just look at it. If something wants to be changed, that'll be obvious. We'll know what to do. Change meaning it could be increase. Oh yeah, I really appreciate X and Y. Wow, yeah, I know this praying forward, just wishing well for others. Yeah, that's it's really making me happy. I'm gonna do that more. Yeah, whatever it might be. We smile, we take a long, slow, deep breath. We settle together in this experience, in this nowness, breathing in, breathing out. How rich and vast and profound this very moment is. And because of our good fortune to be in the circumstances that we are and not in other circumstances, we have this opportunity. Amazing. And because we take the time for nowness, take the time to be in the riches of being sentient, that's why we have senses. That's why we perceive we are sentient. We are awareness itself. Because of that, that field of awareness, that field of nowness, that field of riches, profound and vast, and experiencing them just by being aware, settled here now. That field emanates. It's true that this becomes a preference. It's true. Completely. And it's a preference that is conducive to many positive, beneficial qualities for self and for others. So it's a worthwhile adopting this, we become familiar with peace and quiet and ease and less chatter and less distraction. We just start to actually prefer it. And that's all right, because it's actually bringing us back to that innate state that is always at peace, always expansive and pure, has never known distraction, has never known anger or aggression or doubt, etc. How amazing. So we smile and take a long, so deep breath. In this now with all beings. And breathing together. We breathe the wholeness, the vast, the amazing, the gentle, the smooth, the peaceful, the open, the warm, and everything else that is your experience, the bright, the clear. It can seem on the outside that what we continue to do is focus on shamatha. And absolutely, that is what's going on. But is it alone? No. All of us now, let's just take our last bit of experience here. I don't know if I have enough light in my room. Let's just take this last bit of experience. Everything that we just experienced individually and collectively fosters our own awakeness. It fosters that the reality, the common reality of, whatever it might be, distraction, fear, concern, anger, pride, the common reality, and going about one's day with a common reality, not questioning, not stopping, not listening, not praying forward. Common. Well, that's been fundamentally changed. Yay. Fundamentally, never again, no one can go backwards. That's Vipassana. The Vipassana is to notice the usually not noticed, right? The Vipassana is to question the realities, to question, gee, where did my mind just go? Why did that emotion arise? Why is that the thought that's in my head? Oh, gee, I'm in such beauty and such profound good fortune. I wish that for everyone. That's Vipassana. In other words, that's correcting in the moment, it's correcting and adjusting that unaware sense of reality into a more aware sense of reality. And of course, it's been said since day one, which was in some long ago root race when meditation was first given to incarnating human beings coming into out of the ethers and actually making form. Well, meditation was how you did it, and we still have meditation. And so that sense of reality is being changed by the sense of training and taming the mind to be a little more calm and true. True to what? True to its actual nature. And then we can begin to actually perceive correctly the nature of anything else. And then dot 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 on what anyone at any point on path is going to perceive that true nature as. Okay, so these two have always been inseparable, shamatha, vipassana, peace, calm, abiding, and insight, awareness, awakening. There you go. Have a good day, everybody, and create it as you go for you and for all beings.